Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Tes Zayin. We're learning tonight Li'ilui Nishmas Ellen Weinstein, that's Jay Weinstein's first wife, Aleha Shalom Esther Reza Bas Shlomo Halevi. All the Nishmas we learn for should have an Aliyah. We begin on the mission about a third of the way down, Kuf Tes Zayin Omer Aleph, and the mission begins, Mozgulo Kosheni. Again, you have somebody fill up the kos for you, they diluted their raw wine with water, again, three parts water to one part wine, somebody should do it for the balabas, and many have the custom to do it for everybody at the seder, somebody should fill up the kos for themselves, for the person who's going to drink it. And the minhag is that everybody should have their own kos, as opposed to by Kiddush, the person making Kiddush has a kos in Lav Davka that everybody drinks from it. Here, at this night, everybody drinks the dalet kosos. So they fill up the second cup, and now the child asks the Manish Tana. Today's shiur is going to be all about the Manish Tana, a very practical and important shiur. Some are encouraged the word Aviv, and they say a beautiful Hasidic Shavart here, the Chan HaBen Shol. If somebody doesn't have children, they should ask to have children here so they can have a child to say the Manish Tana. You're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to please help you to perform this mitzvah of having your children say the Manish Tana. In any event, the child should ask the Dalit questions, the Fafir Kashas, the Manish Tana, then Ein Da'as HaBabein. If unfortunately the child doesn't know how to ask the questions, he's too young to ask the questions, he's not mentally capable of asking the questions. So as best as possible, Ovim Ulamda, the father has to teach him to ask the fear kashas, the four questions. If there is no child, so then the wife asks the husband the fear kashas. And if the husband is all alone by himself, it's a person all by himself, he asks the kashas even to himself. That's the way it's set up. So the Mishnah begins and tells us, what are the fear kashas? What are the four questions? Manishtana alayla zeh mikol halelos. Why is this night different than all the other nights of the year? Some phrase it differently. Some suggest, ma, the fact that we keep on asking questions, nishtan halayla zeh mikol halelos. All the other nights of the year, we don't keep on asking questions. Ma, because of ma, all these questions we ask, that's why nishtan halayla zeh mikol halelos. Beautiful idea. In any event, shebchol halelos anu ochlim chametz u'matzah, because all other nights of the year, we have an option. If we want to eat chametz, we can eat chametz. If we want to eat matzah, we can eat matzah. Obviously not during Pesach, you can't eat chametz, but it's still not the rest of the nights of the year. Halayla zeh kulo matzah, but on this night, you're not allowed to have any chametz, of course, and it's all matzah. That's the first question. Second question is, the rest of the year, if we want, we can eat any vegetables that we would like. We can eat all the vegetables we want. On this night, we specifically must have maror. Tosus brings down, some had the girsa kulo maror, but that's incorrect. And Tosus, in Dira Maschel, halayla zeh maror, says, hodolo omar kulo maror, is mishum de'ochlin shahirakos betibu rishon, because people have the petrosalin, they have the celery or the potatoes or whatever they use for karpa, so it's incorrect to have the girsa kulo maror. So halayla zeh, the girsa is maror. Then the third question, Shemchol Alelos Anu Ochlin. Now this is not going to sound so familiar because this is not in the Manish Tana that we say, but this is during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. So Shemchol Alelos Anu Ochlin, if a person wishes to eat on a regular night of the year, other than the night of Pesach, the Leil Seder, he can have Basar Tzoli, he can have roasted meat, he can have Shaluk, he can have cooked meat, stewed meat, Mavushal, cooked meat, all the different types of meats that he wants. However, Halaylo Hazeh Kulo Tzoli, on this night, he only has roasted meat. Now, this goes according to the opinion that we had previously of Ben Tema that says even the Chagigas Yudalit would be have it in a roasted fashion as well. There is an opinion, not like Ben Tema, that the Chagigas Yudalit could be stewed or cooked or made in any way you want, half roasted if you wanted. But the Mishnah goes according to the opinion of Ben Tema that says even the Chagigas Yudalit, when that was present this year, when Erev Pesach Chol Yos B'Shabbos, Mirtz Hashem will be in the Beis HaMikdash this year, eating the Korban Pesach this year, B'mehera B'yameinu, Mirtz Hashem, so we're not going to have a Chagigas Yudalit because the Korban Pesach is Doche Shabbos, Erev Pesach Chol Yos B'Shabbos, so the Korban Pesach is brought, but not the Chagigas Yudalit. In any event, so that's why we say Kulo Tzoli, because we go according to the opinion of Ben Tema. Marshai has a very good question, but he says, let's say you wanted to have something that wasn't meat, so you could also have that not roasted. Even according to Ben Tema, it's only the Chagigas Yudalit. But what happens if a person wanted to have gefilte fish? You don't have to have the gefilte fish roasted. If a person wants to have potatoes, the potatoes don't have to be roasted. So why do we say kulo tzoli? So he brings down, that's because the food wasn't yet brought onto the table. All the child sees is what's on the Seder plate, and what's on the Seder plate is the Korban Pesach and the Chagigas Yudalit. So that's all he sees so far. So all he sees is roasted meat. So that's why he asks, why tonight, halayla zeh kulo tzoli, I only see roasted meat. Sometimes we have shaluk, sometimes we have vushal. Why tonight only roasted? And then finally, Shebechol Halelos. Now the Girsa here is different than what we're used to. I'm just going to read it with the Girsa that we have. Shebechol Halelos Enom Namat Bilim Afilu Pamechos. They don't have the Girsa even Afilu over here. We'll discuss that in the Gemara. So the rest of the year, we don't have to dip even one time. Halaylo Hazeh Shtei Pyomim. On this night, we dip twice. And some have the Girsa when they say in the Seder that we dip by the carapace into the salt water, and we dip the Chazeres, the Morer, into the Chairoses. Now, it then tells us, each child according to his mental abilities, his age and his abilities. So the father teaches the son the answers to these questions. And we begin with Maschil B'Gnus, when we start answering the child. So we begin with the Gnus. We'll have two different opinions. What this means, the Gnus, which is the negative aspect of Klai Yisrael's origins. Messiah and B'Shevach. And then we conclude with Klai Yisrael's praise and our greatness. Now, then we say, V'Doresh Me'Arami Ovid Avi. We also dash in the Psukim from Arami Ovid Avi in Devarim. And we dash in that entire parsha, as we're all familiar with from the Haggadah. Now the Gemara starts off and says, Tana Rabbanan, Chacham b'no Shoalo. If the child is a Chacham, right, we're talking about the four children, the Chacham, the Rasha, the Tam, and the Inshri Adishol, Lishol. In the Yerushalmi, instead of the Tam, he's called the Tipesh. In any event, the Chacham b'no Shoalo. If the child is a smart child, he's a Chacham, so then he has to manage Tan himself. The main Chacham, if the child's not capable of doing so, so the Ishto Shoalto. So then, if there is no child or the child can't ask, so the person's wife asks him the four questions. We ask these questions no matter what. V'im lav, and if there's nobody else there, his wife can't ask, or he doesn't have a wife, he's all by himself. Like last year, Nebuch, because of COVID, there were people that had a Seder alone. How sad that is. Be'ezus Hashem, this year, nobody will have to do that. So he says, even if you're alone, who show aliyatz will? You ask yourself the fear kashas. And he says, and if you're dealing with Tamidei Chachamim that know all the halachas of Pesach, nevertheless, the minhag is that they ask each other. That's why it says, kolonu chachamim, kolonu nevonim, kolonu zekenim, kolonu yodim esatora. That's what we say in that God, that even if everybody's a big Tamidei Chachamim, you still ask the fear kashas. So therefore, afilu shnei tamidei chachamim that know shiyodim hilchas haPesach sholem zel lezeh. Fine. Then we quote the Mishnah: Manishtan alay hazeh mikol alelos shemichol alelos onu mat bilim pamachas. Now we skip the other questions. We go straight to this question, where the gears that we had was that you're mat bil pam achas alay lezeh shtei pam. And tonight we dip twice by the carapace into the salt water and by the morer into the charoses. Gemara says, Maskev l'roba, really? Otu kol yomo lo sagyo de lo mat bilo chod zimna. The rest of the year, if you don't want to have a vegetable and you don't want to dip, you're over in Issa. The rest of the year, you must dip one time every night. So, of course, that's not true. El Amar Rav, Rav says, this is the real girsa that the Mishnah should have, which is why I read you before, which is what we say at Agoda. Hochi Tani, this is the way you're supposed to go and say the Mishnah. Shebechol Alelos Enonu Chayavim L'Tabel Afilu Pamacha. According to this girsa, all the other nights of the year, you're not obligated to dip even once. And Halayla Zeh Shtei Pamim. Here, you're obligated, Chayavim. You're obligated, the Lashon here, you're obligated, you're chayavim, to dip two times. Halayla zeh shtei pamim. You're obligated to dip twice. Gemara again is not happy with this. Maskev l'Rav Safra. Rav Safra says, really? Chiyuva ledardiki? Are we telling the children that you're mechuyev to dip twice? It's a chiyev to dip the carpas in the salt water? What say you didn't dip the carpas in the salt water? Are you over something? Is that really the right girsa? As Rashbam says, Bismi is a Loshon Bismiya. It's a Loshon of questioning. Homishrum Hekera, the Tinokos, Kadeshi Yishalu, Kavdinon. We do this to get the children to ask, hey, what are you doing? But it's not that it's a Chiv to dip. So Gemara says, you're right. El Omer Safa, Rasaf says, this is the right Girsa. Hachiton, this is the way the mission should actually state the fear kashas. Ain onomat bilin, afilu pamachas, halayla zesh, de pamim. Oh, this is the Girsa that we're familiar with. That we don't even have to dip even one time. And on this night, we dip twice. Even though you have mechuyev to dip twice, but we bedavka dip twice. The first time we dip is to perk the curiosity of the children. What are you dipping over here? What's going on? And when we dip two times, that really piques their curiosity. Now, we don't even mention the fourth kasha that we use that replaced the Korban Pesach kasha about soli, shaluk, and mavushal that we say about mesubim. So that question is not raised in the Gemara. That's brought down later on. Then the Gemara continues by quoting the last part of the Mishnah, Maskel Begnus Masayim B'Shevach, that we start off over here talking about the Nebuch, the degradation that Klal Yisrael started, and we end up with the great praise for Klal Yisrael. So what does it mean, my Begnus? What exactly is this Gnus that we start with? So we have two opinions. Rabba Mar Mitchila Ovde Avodas Kilulim Hayavaseinu. We start off with that we were idol worshippers. Or Shmuel says, Shmuel Amar Avodim Hayinu, that we started off being slaves to Paru Mitzrayim. How do we pass? Can we do both of them? So Amalei Reb Nachman, L'doru Avde, Reb Nachman said to Doru, he was his Eved, and he said, Avda, if you are an Eved, the mafik le mori l'cheres, and your master sets you free, v'yav le kaspa v'daba, and not only does he set you free, he gives you lots of silver and gold, my boy l'nemerle, what would this Eved say to his master on thanking him upon freeing him? So what did Doru say? Doru said to Reb Nachman, Amalei, boy lo duye l'shabuche, a person should have to give tremendous hodah, thanks to this master, and he should praise this master. So Amalei, oh, pitarton milomer manishtana, you, Doru, now we no longer have to say the manishtana, pasach v'yomer avodim hayinu, and instead we can just go straight into saying avodim hayinu. This is very, very strange. And in fact, many are not goruses over here. If you look in the Rashbam, he says, pasach v'yomer, la'acha she'elas habein, hischalomer avodim hayinu, v'gomer ha'goda b'shevach v'odor, klomer kenos halon ha'kosh baruch hu, shayinu avodim v'otzion misham. That we start off here talking about Avodim Hayinu, but it has nothing to do with what Doru said. And in fact, if you look in the Runjberg, and if you look in other Achronim, they delete this part, and they delete this Patarason Milomar Manishtana. And that's actually a mistake that was from the Girsa that we had in a different place, but that doesn't belong over here, because the fact that Doru said this, how does that negate or exempt you from having to say the Manishtana? So the purpose of this Gemara is to tell us that if a person is an Eved, and he's freed, and he's given all this gold and silver, so he should be required, at the minimum, to give tremendous thanks and Shevach to the person that freed him. And that's why we start off with saying Avodim Hayinu, and then we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for freeing us. But it doesn't really exempt you from saying the Manishtana. That's a mistake in the Girsa. Now we go to the next Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel Hayomer. Rabbi Gamliel says this is the famous, most important part of that Agada. If a person doesn't listen to this part of that Agada and understand this part of that Agada, according to many, he's not really Yotzei, the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Rabbi Gamliel Hayomer, Kol Shalom Amar. Others have the gear, so Kol Mi Shalom Amar. If anybody didn't say, return to the Omid Beis. Kuf Tezayin Omid Beis. Kol Mi Shalom Amar. Shlosh Advarim Elu B'Pesach. If during the Agada, if during Leil Pesach, you didn't say all three of these ideas, and the Rashbam says, Shepiresh Taimum, that you have to go and explain them. It's not enough to just literally read the words. But in fact, you have to go and explain them. That's why it's very important. If people don't understand the Haggadah in Hebrew, then you should say it in English. It's nothing wrong. It's not a tefillah that you should daven it in Hebrew. It's much better for people to actually understand the Haggadah and say the parts in English to explain or give summaries of the paragraphs to make sure that the people understand what the Haggadah says. So in any event, Rabbi Gamliel said, if you didn't understand and say these three things, the Eluhain, what are these three things? Otherwise, lo yotzei dechavaso, Eluhain, Pesach, Matzah, Mora. You have to talk about the Pesach, the Korban Pesach, you have to talk about the Matzah, you have to talk about the Mora. And therefore, what are these three things? Pesach, and this should be familiar to us. This is almost the gear that we have. There's slight modifications that we have in our Haggadah. Pesach, what does it mean when it says the Pesach, al shum sheposach hamokom abote avoseinu mimitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed over our houses in Mitzrayim. Right, we had today, it was Parshas HaChodesh, so it talked about that we put the oath of the Dam on the Mashkof and Shtei HaMezuzos, but it says that was for us, to understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need to have the oath. That was for us to understand the greatness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing for us. In any event, and it says, Shenemar, Ba'amartin Zevach Pesach Hu LaHashem, Asher Pasach V'Gomer, that this we're doing, it's all for Hashem. All of the things that we do in our life, especially on Pesach, is all to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pesach Hu LaHashem, Asher Pasach, and we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for saving us on this night. Etc., etc., as we read in the Psukim in the Haggadah, and that's what the Vegomer over here is telling us. Then we go to the Matzah. Before we eat the Matzah, we point about the Matzah in the Haggadah, and we say, Matzah, what is this for? Ashum Shinigalu Avosinu Mitzrayim, that we went out of Golus Mitzrayim, and we were redeemed. Nigalu Avosinu Mitzrayim. We redeem from Mitzrayim, as the Pasuk says, Shenemar, Vayofues HaBotzek Asher Utsiu Mitzrayim V'Gomer, that we took the matzahs and we baked the matzahs in a very fast period of time, and we went out of Mitzrayim. And these matzos, they weren't chametz, and we went out of Mitzrayim, etc., as we say in the Psukim. And then we say, Morer, what does the Morer represent? Al Shum Ma, on what is the Morer talking about? Al Shum Shemeru HaMitzrayim Es Chayei Avoseinu V'Mitzrayim, because the Mitzrayim, they made our lives bitter. The Maror Shemeru, they made us bitter in Mitzrayim, so we have the Maror to remind us of that bitterness. Shenemar Vayemaru Es Chayim V'Gomer Avodah Koshav V'Chomer B'Vinim, etc. Again, the Girsa that we're used to, I won't say out the entire Girsa of the Haggadah, we're all familiar with that, but this is where the Psukim and the Haggadah come from this Mishnah in Psachim. And then we continue, B'chol Dor V'Dor Chayev Odom Liros Es Atzmo, is the Girsa that we have, the famous Girsa of the Rambam, Laharos, actually supposed to imagine yourself coming out that night, Chayev Odom Liros Laharos Es Atzmo Ki'ilu Hu Yotzo Mi Mitzrayim, as if this night we come out. We say in the Shema every day, Hayom Alavavecha. A person is supposed to imagine each day that we get these precepts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a person is supposed to imagine himself on Leil Pesach that this is the night that we're going out literally from Mitzrayim. We do many things at the Seder to actually show and demonstrate that. People walk around the table when they say Abedim Hayinu, they walk around with the matzahs on their back, all sorts of other things that we do at the Seder to really commemorate and remind ourselves that we're leaving Mitzrayim this night. And this is also based upon the Pasuk Shinemar, Vigadat Halabinu Chabayom Ahu Leimor, we sell our children on that day. Bavur Zeh, also Hashem Li, Mitzayim Mitzrayim. Hashem did this to me. And this is supposed to, again, remind us that we are leaving Mitzrayim on this night. And it's built into the Bria, it's built into the calendar, it's built into the potential of the month of Nisan to be Asidim Li Gaul as well. That's why Nisan is always called the month of Gula. Be'ezus Hashem, this year it will be the month of Gula. I'm dictating this now, it's just the start of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Should Be'ezus Hashem be a tremendous Shaz Gula for all of Klal Yisrael. Mish continues with other things in the Seder that we know. Lefikach, anachdu chayovim lahodos. Therefore, we have an obligation, as we just brought down. When you're freed from servitude, so you have to thank the person that freed you. Lefikach, anachdu chayovim lahodos. We have to give tremendous hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lahalot, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lashabeach, to give additional types of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lefar, to give tremendous pair is a glory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, leromim, to sing out and sing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's praises, lahader, to give hader is honor, kavod, levarich, to give bracha, to announce that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all bracha, to give bracha and thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, la'ale, to rise up, which means to go and give additional praises, Kales, and additional loshums of different praise, lemisha also, lavosenu vilonu, as kolonisim elu, that gave to us, and as well to our forefathers, as kolonisim elu. Before I should point out, it says over here, Bedavka, shosa lavosenu vilonu, that did it to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, did it to our forefathers, but also to us, as kolonisim elu. And we're supposed to imagine laharos as if we're going out tonight. And the Mefarshim add in addition that if we hadn't gone out, so then if our forefathers hadn't gone out, then we would still be in there. And therefore, all of our forefathers going out is really us going out as well. And what do we say? Hotzianu me'avdus l'chayrus HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out from servitude into freedom, and miyogon, and from terrible sadness, l'simcha, into happiness, great happiness from the Avel, and from Nebuch mourning from Avelus into Yontuv, into holiday, into great Simcha, Umi Yafela from great darkness, Lior Godel into great light, Umi Shibud, and again from a different type of slavery. These are different Lashonas, they have different meanings in the tremendous insight into each one of these words, Lugula, and brought us to Geula. And now the Girsa that we have in our Mishnah is Vanomai Lefonov Haluka, and then we say to our Kodesh Baruch Hu Haluka. Now, the Rashbam apparently had a different setup or arrangement of the Gemara, that this wasn't all one Mishnah. He had Gemara on it. That's why the Rashbam's Mishnah, Gemara over here are all out of order compared to the Girsa that we have in our Gemara. In any event, the Rashbam, which is found all the way down towards the middle of the wider lines of the Rashbam, he says this word Haluka is Teva Achasi, Kamod Hilul. It means over here praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we just add on the and the Yud K to say it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. So he says this is one word, Haluka. We'll see, there are going to be other interpretations as well. And Tosus has a totally different Girsa. Tosus has Hochi Garsinan, V'noam Alafon of Shira Chadasha, which is a Girsa that we have in our Haggadahs, that we sing a special Shira over here, and the Bach adds on additional words, U'besov Garsinan, V'noam Delecha. There are other things that we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then Haluka is the start of a separate additional paragraph called Hallel. And therefore, this is different ways to understand this in different girsos over here. In any event, that's the girsa that we have in our Gemara. Gemara now continues with the Mishnah, Heichanu Omer, how far in the Hallel does he say? Now we're going to say the Hallel. In any event, whether you say V'noam Alafon of Haluka, meaning that now we're going to say the Hallel, or V'noam Alafon of Shiru Chadasha, and then we say the Hallel, so we say part of the Hallel before the meal, before the matzah and the Mara, and we say the rest after the meal. So How much do we say beforehand? So we'll see there's a machlokis on this, and we'll have a similar machlokis in the Braisa. So ad hechon omer, how much of the challah do you say before the meal, and how much do you say after the meal? So we have the machlokis b'shamay b'yisela. B'shamay yomrim, you only say the first paragraph. Ad eim habonim smecha haluka. So we only say the first paragraph of challah, and the rest of the challah, including the second paragraph, which says Yisroel Mitzrayim, we say after the meal. B'yisela disagrees. B'yisela says we say not only that paragraph of ad eim habonim smecha haluka, but we also say b'tzeis Yisroel, and we conclude that b'yisela omrim ad chalamish l'mayin omayim until the end of that paragraph. And we'll see in the Gemara more about this debate between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, this machlokas. Then we continue v'chosein begula. The Mishnah states that we end off this bracha with the bracha of geula. Now we have a machlokas between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva what this bracha is. Now it's not that there's a third opinion here. The first one is just Chosein Begula, and then you have Rabbi Tarfon, and then you have Rabbi Kiva. Both the Rashbam and Tosfos say that each of them, Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva, are now explaining what the Mishnah says when it means Chosein Begula. Not that there's a Tanakama over here that is a different opinion. They're each explaining what the Mishnah says. So Rabbi Tarfon's opinion is, when we say Chosein Begula, it means Asher Ge'olonu, Baruch HaTashem L'Kinu V'Cholom, Asher Ge'olonu, Begualas HaVaseinu Mitzrayim, period. That was the entire bracha. This is the Chasima. And we don't make any additional bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, at the end of it. That's the whole bracha according to Rabbi Tarfon. V'lo yachosim, he didn't add on another Baruch Ato Hashem, Goal Yisrael, or anything like that. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. You continue with this bracha that you just said, Asher Golonu, V'galas Havasim Mitzrayim, Kein Hashem Elokeinu, V'lokei Avoseinu. You go and continue and say all of these things, Yagienu, L'moadim, or L'regolim, Moadim reference to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, L'regolim, the Pesach, Shavuos and Sukkos, the Shlosh Regolim, Acherim, that we should go up to the Beis HaMikdash, Haboim, L'Krosinu, L'Shalom, we should greet them, and we should be able to be in the Beis HaMikdash, with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at those times, Smechim b'binyan irecha, we should be rejoicing in the building of the Beis HaMikdash, v'sasim b'avodasecha, and enjoying and being very happy doing the avoda of all the korbanos that we have to do on these various moadim and yomim tovim, v'nochal sham, now the gear so that we have, v'nochal sham min ha-psochim u'min ha-zvochim. Now, it's very interesting. This year, Erev Pesach Chol Yosef Shabbos, when we don't bring a Chagigas Yudalid, we said, Mietz Hashem, this year we will not, when we have the rebuilt Beis HaMikdash, we won't bring the Chagigas Yudalid because it's Shabbos. So we're only going to have the Korban Pesach. So therefore, that makes sense. We know Chashom and Apsachim will have only the Korban Pesach in the year that Erev Pesach Chol Yosef Shabbos. And then the next day, on Tezvav, we'll have the Korban Chagiga. The Korban Chagiga can be brought on Yontif, the regular Chagiga of the Yontif. So that's why it says, Min HaPsachim Umin HaZvachim. Others have the gears, however, it says on the side that in most years, when you have the Korban Pesach after the Chagigas Yudalid, so the gears should be, V'no chashon min hazvachim u'min hapsachim. Now, that's the gears that's therefore on the side, because that's the way it is in most years. Now, many talk about that when we're saying it this year at our Haggadah, so even though this year would be Erev Pesach Chol Yosef Shabbos, and the unlikely chance that the Beis HaMikdash isn't rebuilt, so then we're talking about next year, and next year it won't be Erev Pesach Chol Yosef Shabbos, so paradoxically, even though this year one would have said, if we Yemei Hashem will eat this year, we'll say Min HaPsachim and HaZachim, first the Korban Pesach, and then the Chagigas Tezvav the following day, but since if the Mashiach doesn't come, the outside chance the Mashiach doesn't come, and we're not eating the Korban Pesach this year, so then this will be talking about next year. And therefore, the right Gerusa for next year will be Min HaZvachim or Min HaPsachim. So it really should be on what is the following year, the night of the Pesach, if we haven't had Mashiach come yet, so then it really should be what's going to be in the next year. In any event, there are many different ways to go and say this. And then to conclude, according to Rabbi Akiva, until Ad Baruch Ato Hashem Goal Yisrael. We, of course, paskin like Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Tarfon. The rule of thumb is, both Tosus and Rashbam bring down, that we paskin against Rabbi Akiva, against Chaveirov, not against Chavirim. That's why Tosus even says, that's how you know that there's not a Tanakama over here, because then the Tanakama would be the Chachamim, and we would paskin like the Tanakama. It was just Chosein Begula. If that was a third opinion, so then we wouldn't paskin like Rabbi Akiva, but the fact that we paskin like Rabbi Akiva shows that this is just a machlokas between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva, and the halach is like Rabbi Akiva. Now we start the Gemara, Amar Rava, Tzarish Yomar, B'yosanu, Hotzi Misham. In addition to what we just said, so you have to add the following, and we say this in the Haggadah, Lois Avosena Bavad Gala Kodish Baruchu, Ella Afo Sanu Goali Mohem Shinemar, Biosanu Hotsimi Shom Laman, Hovi Osanu Losis Leno Esaritz, Ashenishbala Vosenu. That's what Rav is saying that we add over here to the whole door of a door. We say right before the Pika Hanaklu Chayvin Lahodos, so we add this over here, Lois Avosenu. And that's what Rav is telling us, "Vosanu hotzi misham." We say this pasuk, "Vosanu hotzi misham leman havi osanu losis lenu es aretz asher nishba lavosenu." So that what has to be added according to Rav. Furthermore, Amar Rav, Rav says, "Matzah tzorich lagbia." When we do, Rabbi Gamliel Omer the shlosh dvarim elu bePesach. Whoever didn't say these three things on Pesach, liotze dechavaso. So it's Pesach matzah mara. So when you're doing the matzah and you're doing the mara, you lift the meat up. That's the minhag. You take them off the seder plate, you lift them up in the air. Matzah tzorich lagbia. You lift up the matzah and you show everybody. This is the matzah that we're talking about. When you do the mara tzorich lagbia. You lift up the kaira or the individual portions of the mara, and you say the psukim dealing with Mara. However, the Pesach, when you say Pesach, so Basar ain't Tzorich Labia. You're not supposed to lift it up. You don't have to lift it up as the gear said it has. And then it says not only that, blow out, El Shanira, Ka'ochel Kachim Bechutz. If you were to lift it up, it looks like you're saying this is the Pesach and you're eating Kachim Bechutz, which of course you're not allowed to do. The gear said, the Rashbam has over here is Hochi Gasinon. Basar ain't Tzorich Labia, blow out, El Shanira, Kemakdish Behemto. It's as if you made this into the Karm Pesach. We brought down previously this halach in Shulchan Aruch that says you're not supposed to say this is my Pesach order, even when you go to the butcher. And therefore, if you would lift up the Pesach, the Zroa, on the Seder plate and say, this is the Pesach, so that would imply that you're eating Kosher B'chutz or that you will makdish this, and therefore we just look at it. You'll have to look at it, but we don't point to it and say, this is the Karm Pesach, because of course it's not. It's a Zecher, the Karm Pesach. So therefore, we talk about it, we look at it, but you don't pick it up or point to it. Rav Acha bar Yaakov tells us an additional din that's related to this. He says, "Suma potu milom hagoda." A blind person, a suma, is not obligated to go and say the hagoda. He's potu; he doesn't have to go say the hagoda. Why is that? So it looks like it's a gzeri shava. He says, "Ksiv hocha." It says over here in regards to Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. It says, "Bavur zeh." We just went through all of these things. Bavur zeh. You say to your child, "God, Rabin Chaim, who Bavur Zeh, so Hashem Li B'Tzeisim Mitzrayim." So Zeh, all of these things, the Pesach, Matzah, Mara, are what we're saying the Seder Kineged. Uksiv Hasam, and it says in regards to the Ben Sora Morer that they have to go to the basin and say Beneinu Zeh, that this son of ours is Nebuch a Ben Sora Umorer. So there, Malahalon, over there by the Ben Sora Morer, it's Prat Lesuma. If the parents are blind, they can't say Beneinu Zeh, because they can't state with accuracy and certainty that this is their son, because they can't see him. They're blind. If even one of the two is blind, then they can't do this. So Afkan, so too, he learns the Gzer Rishava, Beneinu Zeh, Zeh Zeh. So Afkan, Prat Lesuma. So too, over here, Rav Acha bar Yaakov says that a blind person doesn't say is not obligated to say that God. There's nothing wrong if he does, but he's not obligated to do so. More questions this. Really? Ini? Blind people aren't obligated to say that Gada? I'll show you. Two great Amorim, Rav Yosef, who was blind, and Rav Sheshes, who were blind, they personally led the Haggadah. V'omar, Mireima, Remeira tells us, Shaltinu l'Rabbanon de Rav Yosef, I asked the Talmidim, who learned in the Beis Medrash Rav Yosef, Man de Omar, I got it to be Rav Yosef. Who was the one that led the Seder in the Beis Medrash Rav Yosef? Even somebody had all the Talmidim with him, and who led the Seder? And the Talmidim said, Amru, Rav Yosef. They said Rav Yosef was the one that led the Haggadah. Now he was blind. And similarly, I asked, Man de Omar, I got it to be Rav Yosheshes. I asked them in the Beis Medrash Rav Yosheshes, who said that God over there? And I'm Rav Sheshes. They said Rav Sheshes did. Now, if you're telling me that's a chiyuv for a person to be motzi the others with the saying of the Seder, so how could a blind person do so if he's potter? So it must be that he's chayiv. So Gemara says, Kusavri Rabbanon, so Mistama, the Rabbanon, these two Rabbanon, Rav Yosef and the Rav Sheshes, the Rashban says, they held that matzah b'zmanazeh is only a din d'rabbanon, and therefore, if it's only a din d'rabbanon, so then there's no problem with them saying it for everybody else to be motzi them. They're a rabbanon, and everybody else is a rabbanon. The Gemara in Shas though brings down a bomb kash over here. He brings down from the Gemara in Megillah, and he says, looking over there in Megillah Yotes Omibes in Tosus over there, and Tosus says, but they have two rabbanons then, because a blind person is potter in a mitzvos, and he's then doing this als derabbanon. So it's a double derabbanon. So how could a double derabbanon be motzei a single derabbanon that a mechuyev person is supposed to eat the matzah? So Tosus gives two answers. The first answer he says is kvar nischayvu d'araisa. He says no, it's really because it's a chiyuv d'araisa. And number two, he brings down af hein hayu ba'osu anes, something that we said previously, that since they were included in the nes, the blind people were also included in the nes, so therefore they were mechuyev midrabbanon. Okay, in any event, the Gemara says, really? Are you telling me that Rav Acha bar Yaakov holds that this is the din d'rabbanon? Because he said, Suma potu milomar hagada? So therefore, you're telling me that he holds that Miklal that Rav Acha bar Yaakov saw the matzah b'sman hazeh d'oraisa, because he says they're potter. Oh, you're telling me that they're mechuyev. Why did Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes do it? Because they held as the rabbanon. But that implies that Rav Acha bar Yaakov holds that matzah b'sman hazeh d'oraisa. But guess what? For Rav Acha bar Yaakov, he himself, who the Omar matzah b'sman hazeh d'rabbanon, he was the one who holds that matzah b'sman hazeh d'rabbanon. So Gemara says, yeah, even though he held that, Kesavar called the Tikkun Rabbanon, Kein Daraisa Tikkun, that in fact, that Rav Acha bar Yaakov holds it as a Din Rabbanon, but he said, when the rabbi set it up, they set it up in the same way that it's Daraisa. And just like on a Daraisa level, somebody who's part of the mitzvah can't be Motzi others, so too, even on a Darabbanon level, they set it up, Kein Daraisa, that you can't be Motzi others. So Gemara says, the Rav Sheshes, Rav Yosef, Nami, they don't hold from this Din, that Kein Daraisa Tikkun, so therefore, Havadai called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kein Daraisa Tikkun. So, how could Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshes have been Motzi everybody else? Even if you want to say it's a the Rabbanon, they hold that Rav Acha bar Yaakov is only a Dindar Rabbanon, but just like Rav Acha bar Yaakov holds that the Dindar Rabbanon was set up Kein Daraisa, and therefore only somebody who's Mechuyiv should be able to go and be Motzi somebody else, so to over here, they shouldn't be allowed to go and be Motzi somebody else. So, the Gemara says, Taka, you're right. In fact, Hochi Hashta. Was this really a Gzeirah Shavah that you're bringing from the Ben Sora Mora to the Chiyuv to go and say the Haggadah? No. Bishlam Ahasam, in regards to, by the Ben Sora Mora, that if one of the parents is blind, so then he can't be a Ben Sora Mora, it didn't have a choice. Bishlam Ahasam, mitahav alei lemichta b'neinu, who? It could have said over here, instead of b'neinu zeh, it could have said b'neinu, who? This one over here. But instead it wrote B'nei Nuzeh, so Shema Mina, that tells us B'nei Nuzeh, you bedavka have to say B'nei Nuzeh. And if a Suma can't do that, because he can't tell for certain that that's his son, Shema Mina, Prat L'sumim Hudi also. So there, by the Ben Sora Mora, the fact that it used the Lashon B'nei Nuzeh, as opposed to B'nei Nu, our son, but it says B'nei Nuzeh, so therefore it excludes a blind person. Aval Hocha, in regards to the Pesach Matzah Mora, over here, Aval Hocha, Ilav Bavur Zeh, because of this, so what's it going to say? Bavur. If it just said bavur, so we wouldn't know what is bavur. Ila bavur zeh, so it has to say this because of this. So what else could it have said? My lichtov, we couldn't have written anything else. So therefore, the zeh that we find by bavur zeh, because of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, so therefore, that was no choice. As opposed to the Ben Sora Mora, it didn't have to say b'neinu zeh, it could have said b'neinu. But here, it had to say bavur zeh, el bavur matzu mara hu diaso. So therefore, you had no choice, and therefore, you can't make this, quote, gizeh rishava, and it's an incorrect comparison to say, just like the Ben Sora Mora is potter, so too over here, that the Suma is potter. And therefore, that's how we get around the question. Then we quote back from the Mishnah, Lefika Chanachdu Chayav, and we said in the Mishnah, therefore we're obligated to go and give all this praise to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. We turn to Kuf Yud Zayin Omer Aleph. And we're having a discussion now. We said the word Haluka, so that was either one word or two words. So therefore, Amar Rav Chitzta, Amar Rav Yochanan, Chitzta and Amar Rav Yochanan, Haluka, V'chesya, V'yedidya, all of these three words over here, Achasein, they're all a single word, with the Yud and the Vav at the end being part of the root of the word. Rav Amar, also, Kesya u'merchavya are also achasein, a single word. And Rabba Omar, merchavya bilvad. He only said merchavya is a single word. He didn't say Kesya is a single word. So this brings us to a number of questions which the Gemara now is going to ask. So the Gemara says, Yibayalu, they answer the base medrash, merchavya, merchav that has the word ko at the end of it, merchavya, according to Rav Chista, mai. Rav Chista had said that only the words Haluka, V'keska, V'yedidya, so those, they have one teva. As Rashi and the Rashbam both say, Klomar teva achasi ve'na teva nechlechas ashtayim. It's not two separate words. But he didn't say anything about the word Merchavya. So is that one word or two words? Let's just take it. We don't have an answer. They asked a similar question based on Magid Shibalu. According to Rav Yedidya, Rav didn't say anything about Yedidya. Rav had just said that Kesya and Merchavya are one word. What about Yedidya? Is that one word or two, according to Rav? L'Rav, my? So Gemara says, here we can try to bring a Raya. Toshma, Yama Rav. Rav said, Yedidya nechlak lishnayim. He said that the word Yedidya means Yedid of Ka, Yedid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Lefikach, Yedid Chol. Ka Kodesh. So the word Yedid, friend, so that means that that is a word of Chol. But Ka, that's Kodesh Baruch Hu's name. The Yudvav, that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name. So therefore, for Rav, we know the answer. That's why he didn't list it as one word. He felt that that was two words. Further, they asked in the Beis Medrash, Yishiboy Luhu, Haluka L'Rav Mai. Rav didn't mention anything about Haluka. He just said Kesya and Merchavya are one word. We know that he holds that Yedidya is two words, Yedid and Ka. What about Haluka, according to Rav, L'Rav Mai? So Toshma, here we try to bring a Rai as well. The Omar Rav, Rav said, Chazina Tile Devei Chaviva. I saw the Tehillim. Tile is the word that we use for Tehillim of Devei Chaviva. Chaviva is what Rav always called his great uncle, that's his uncle who was great, Rabbi Chia. He always called him Chaviva. As the Rashbam says, Dodi Rabbi Chia. So he said that I saw the Tehillim that my uncle Rabbi Chia had, Dechsiv Behu, and it says there, Halu B'chad Gisa. The word Halu was written on one side, as the Rashi and the Rashbam both say, B'sov Shita, at the end of one line, at the end of one page, the Yesh B'tchila Shito Acheres, and on the next page, at the start of the next page, you had the word V'ka, B'chad Gisa. So therefore, it clearly was two separate words, and therefore, Haluka was two words, Halu and Ka. Finally, the Gemara says, Upligid or Rishu ben Levi. This is in disagreement, this is machlokis with what Rishu ben Levi said. What did Rishu ben Levi say? Dom Rishu ben Levi, my Haluka. What does the word Haluka mean? Haluhu bihilulim harbe. Go and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu with many praises. As the Rashbam says, bihilulim harbe, bahaluka harbe. Bekulu haluka dorish lehochi. Alma teva achasi. Therefore, he obviously considered it one word, as opposed to Rav Chia, who considered it two words. So therefore, upliga didei adidei. Therefore, Rav Yeshua seems to say that it's one word. He seems to argue with himself. Where else would he say it's two words? Where do we see that? The Amar Rav Shimon Levi, he himself said, Basara ma'amaros shel shevach ne'amar sefer tehillim, that there are 10 praises or lashonos that are used in sefer tehillim. And we'll see that the last one is haluka, which implies that it's one word. What are these 10 phrases? Benitzuach, benigun, bemaskil, bemizmor, beshir, beashrei, betehila, ubetfila, bahoda, bahaluka. So these are all various lashonos. And you can see in various kapitlach of Tillim that they start with these words. So clearly, what do you see over here? Godol mikula and haluka. He says that the greatest one of them all is haluka. Shekolo shame. Vishevach b'vasachat, that it has the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ka, and also Shevach, Hallelujah, you should praise him in one word. So you see clearly that even Rabbi Shimon ben Levi says that it's one word. So originally, Rabbi Shimon ben Levi said that Haluka means many praises, so it's one word that is many praises. But in the second place, he says that it's Kolel Shem Vishevach b'vasachat. So again, originally, Rav said that he saw in his uncle's book, in his uncle's Tehillim, that Halu and Ka were two separate words. The first interpretation of Yeshua ben Levi said, no, it's one word. Haluka means Halu behilulum harbe. And then in the second understanding, he says that it has the shame and shevach in one word, but it's two words. And therefore, there seems to be a contradiction in the two interpretations of Yeshua ben Levi, self-contradictory, and one of them agrees with Rav Chia, and the other one doesn't agree with Rav, who said that he heard this from Rav Chia. With this, we conclude today's shir.